Pop stars today have hordes of screaming fans following their every move, and in his day, the Hungarian-born pianist and composer Franz Liszt was the closest thing to a pop star of the time. Wherever he went, Liszt was heaped with honors and counted royalty and the aristocracy among his friends. When Liszt was young, Paganini was one of his heroes, not just because he was a brilliant musician, but also because he was a real star. At an early age, Liszt decided to become the Paganini of the piano. And he succeeded. His piano pieces were amazingly difficult to play, and he performed them with real pizzazz and style. Like Paganini before him, he was mobbed in the street wherever he went, and women fainted from excitement at his concerts. As well as Paganini, Chopin and Berlioz were all strong influences on Liszt. He, in turn, was one of the biggest champions of somebody else, the German composer Wagner. We'll hear more about him later. Liszt knew a good tune when he heard one. He didn't just write his own masterpieces, but also turned the orchestral music of composers such as Beethoven, Berlioz, Rossini, and Schubert into piano pieces.